We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the two dots Amud Beis, Ayin Beis Amud Beis, like six lines from the top. V'shar kol hazvachim sheshachtom l'shum Pesach. It says in our Mishnah, which we learned a little bit before, we explained a little bit before, that all other zvachim, for example, Ashlamim, yishachtet v'shem Pesach, so it depends. Im einim ru'uyim, if it's a cow, then yichayim, because you didn't make a mistake and think it's a Pesach, you see it's a cow. Im ru'uyim, then it's machlekes. Ulez machayim, chaz v'shem apayta, why? Because toya v'dva mitzvah. Zog d'gmara. Man tana, the shonah l'vein ru'uyim l'shem ru'uyim. Who's the tana who learns that there's a chilek between, in Rabbi Yeshua, between ru'uyim and not ru'uyim, that if it's ro'y for Pesach or not, who's the tana who's machalek? So tomorrow it's Rav Shimon's version of the Machlokes Blazer Rabbi Shua. Rav Shimon the time of the Brisa. Echad hazvachim ruuyim sai kabonas da ruuyim for Pesach. Vechad hazvachim shei ruuyim sai kabonas da not ruuyim for Pesach. Vechein hashoichet Hashem muriyat tzibur. And also if yishech from muriyat tzibur pata. The Rameya. Like we saw before, Rameya is most lenient. He holds tired of a mitzvah even applies by muriyat tzibur. If you do something with shame and muriyat tzibur, and we're saying even more, if you take a cow and you shech Hashem Pesach, also for your mayor, it's a tired of a mitzvah. The guy throws a mitzvah. What do you want from him? The poor soul, he thinks it's a mitzvah. Omer Rav Shimon, no. L'nechlo was a Rav Shua al she'en ru'uyin she'chayev. They all agree that something that's not ru'uya is chayev because it's not a mistake. Amar nechku al ru'uyin. Only something that looks like a sheep. It's a sheep. It looks like a Pesach. She'al yezim ha'chayev chatos. He holds no such thing as toya v'dva mitzvah. Rav Yeshua point the old as toyed a mitzvah and your potter. Omra bibi omra rabba loza. Poiter hoy rameyer. I feel egel so zifche shlomim shogel shen pesach. Don't tell me rameyer only says in ruia means a 2-year-old sheep or a nekeva. Even more. Even an egel so zifche shlomim, it's a calf. A calf is like a small cow. A calf, even a calf, just shogel shen pesach, which is no sheikhest a pesach, is still potter. That's what Afira Meir. So it comes out. Omle Rav Zeir L'Rav Bibi V'Omer Rav Yechon Amoyder Amei Bal Mumin. Didn't Rav Yechon say Rav Meir is Amoyder? Take a Bal Mum and you shecht it L'Shem Pesach. Then you attack a Chayiv because that's not a mistake. It's a Bal Mum. Omle Bal Mum Loi Torad Behu. Bal Mum it doesn't pass to say Torad because it's not Shayach the Makar of a Bal Mum. There's no such thing as like you see a Bal Mum and you say, oh, I gotta get this done. No, because it's a Bal Mum. But a calf, you think, okay, it's a shlomim, even though you made a mistake now, but you know this has to be done. It's a carbon, it got to get done. So therefore, there's a svara of tarot bay, and that's why there, you're potter by an eagle. Don't bring me a raya from a balmon. What about chulin? Now see, chulin is not a balmon, so it's not obviously something that doesn't look like a carbon. It could look like a carbon, but it's chulin, so there's no tarot over there. So what's the halacha? That's really clearing. It looks like a carbon, but it's not tarot. What's the halacha? Mali Amram Meir. Amalei, so he answered him, Poyter Rameya, he holds it is called tarot by mitzvah by chulin. Poyter Rameya, filu chulin shum pesach. You have a chulin, you have a behemoth that's not kadosh in the base of mikdosh, and you shecht by mistake, you part as tarot by mitzvah. Freiting Amarav, Amrav Yechon, Amoyder Rameya by a mumin. Rameya is Moyder by a mumin. You see something that's not royal for a carbon, he's Moyder. So tomorrow, Bali Mumin, Loy Michlfi. Bali Mumin, you don't get mixed up with other kabbonas. Hani Michlfi. Chulin, you get confused with other things, therefore, it's called Tayyar Da Mitzvah. Frank the Gemara, but Tayyar Mea Mishim Chlufe, Bali Chlufe is Ramea's reasoning because of getting mixed up with other things. Bamra Bibi Om Ravalaza, Poyter Rahayar Ramea, I feel Egel Shaziv Cheshlamim, Shashach Lashon Pesach. You see, there are Mea Patas, even by Egel Shaziv Cheshlamim, Shon Pesach. So you see that you don't confuse that with a Pesach. So you see it's not pshat and confusing. I'm a time with Rameyam from the Torah. You see the reason is because of the Torah. You see a Egel Shosef Chishlam and you have to get it done. So you can make a mistake at Shon Pesach. He's not totally Michlefi. So make up your mind. What's Rameyam? Torah or Michlefi? So in words and answer, both reasons are true. Amalei Torah Avgal Michlef is also called Torah Mitzvah. Therefore, that's why Egel Shazif Chishlamim that you brought by mistake is Torah Mitzvah because you're Torah. It's a carbon, and you're trying to get that done. Michlef Avgalei Torah also is a potter because you get mixed up a chulin with other psachim. Lafuki Bali Mumin. This comes to exclude Bali Mumin that has neither. The loy chulfi michlef, you don't mix it up. You see, it's missing a foot. You're not going to mix it up with a carbon. But loy mitzvah tarot. Also, it's not a carbon, so you're not going to be tarot in it. Therefore, Bali woman has neither, and that's why there you are chay. But Mashenkin, anything has either one, either mechafi like chulin, or egel so zivche shlam that is tarud, either one will be potat toye bedvar mitzvah. Yosef Rab Zeira, Rab Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Akil de Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Rab Zeira, Rab Shmuel bar Yitzchak was sitting on the front porch of Rab Shmuel bar Yitzchak, v'yasvi v'ka'amri, and they were schmoozing and learning. And they brought down Om Rav Shim Malakish. Rav Shlakish sheet is like this. Neschav lo yishput shal noyser, b'shput shal tzli, v'ochlu chayit. Like Rashi explains, to eat kachim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat kachim. It says, v'ochlu, it's in the pasuk that they eat, v'ochlu oysam ha-shkupa b'hem, that when the kohanim eat the kabanis, or the bailam as well, there's a kapara. And the guy wanted to eat kachim, and instead he ate noyser by mistake. So the halach is, you still chayiv, even though it's tired of mitzvah, I'm trying to eat kachim, still tired of mitzvah is chayiv. That's what Shem Lakh is saying, that this type of tired of mitzvah is chayiv. You know why? Because loy osa mitzvah. He holds, you have to be tired of mitzvah and to do a mitzvah. Here, you didn't do a mitzvah, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, you didn't do a mitzvah. Tired of mitzvah has to be some kind of mitzvah, even a mitzvah called do, some kind of mitzvah at the end. Eating noiser is not a mitzvah whatsoever. So even though you're tired of that mitzvah, you're trying to do a mitzvah, but if you didn't do any mitzvah, according to Shlakash Yechai, we had an idea like that before, Rabbi Shua holds the same thing, you have to do episode mitzvah. Ramei held not, Rabbi Shua holds, yeah, you do have some kind of mitzvah. So Shlakash, the Amayra, his shita is, you have to do episode mitzvah, and if you're chayiv. Rabbi Yechon Omar, we'll see Rabbi Yechon's argument with Shlakash soon, in a second. Rabbi Yechon Omar, different case, says, Ishtoi Nida Ba'al Chayiv, if someone is Ba on his Ishtoi Nida, he's chayiv. Even though it's some kind of mitzvah here, maybe, we'll see what's the havmin of a mitzvah here. It's a mitzvah. Still, yichayit. Nivimtoi, but if his baal is vimtoi nida, and while she's a nida, even though it's avera, since it's some kind of mitzvah, and it's tayyid that mitzvah, his baal is pata. Halacha is a pata. Now, what does he hold about grabbing noisa? So, ikid amri, kol shekein bahidim echayit, loyos a mitzvah. One lashon is that Riyakim sure argues, for sure he agrees to Rosh Lakish, that you're mechayiv, not arguing. For sure, he agrees that by noisar, he ain't noisar by mistake. You're for sure chayiv, because there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Mashenkem, but ishtei nida, even there where it's a shtickle a mitzvah, mitzvah oina, a shtickle a mitzvah, even there you're chayiv. So kol shekain by noisar that you're chayiv. That's one lashon. So feed that Rabbi Yechon is not arguing on shlokish, but ishtei amri, no, he's arguing on shlokish. But he potter, he holds it's potter by the case of noisar. Why? He holds you don't have to do a mitzvah and by make a mistake. So my time, so then if you don't have to do a mitzvah, so why by ishtei nida are you chayiv? My time, you should have asked her, it's a pshia, it's not called tayyiv mitzvah, you should have asked her if she's a nida or not. When someone has an option to ask, he doesn't ask, that's not called tayyiv mitzvah. But by noiser, he mixed it up, he wasn't supposed to ask, he knew one was nice and one was tayyiv, he forgot. That's no time to have a shliya, therefore you're potter. So if you're a second lashon, Rabbi Yechon holds that you don't have to do a mitzvah, tell you that mitzvah is potter if you don't do a mitzvah. If you're a first lashon, you have to do a mitzvah, like a shlokas. Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Yechonon, maishna yivimtoi the kav a mitzvah, ishtoi na mikav a mitzvah. So if you look, if you're a first lashon, the kash is very simple. If you're a first lashon, Rabbi Yechon holds that you're only potter if you did a mitzvah. So the question is l'chayra, just like by Yevamah you did a mitzvah, you're also doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, puruvu, mitzvah zayin, you're doing a mitzvah. And even for the second lashon, the kash is basically, like Rashi's mashma, that why, if you have to ask her, so why is Yevimta any different? They're both the same thing, they're both mitzvahs. So what's the difference? What's the difference in Yevimta and Ishtei Nida? What's the difference? One is part, the one's chayiv. They're both a mitzvah, they're both havel shluya. What's the difference? And for the Gemara, is no mitzvah by his wife, but Ishtar Mu'baris. She's a Mu'baris, so there's no Shaila Puruvu right now. She's already pregnant. For the Gemara, but still a mitzvah, because Simcha Soina. There's a mitzvah Soina. That's a mitzvah Soina, even when she's pregnant. There's a mitzvah Soina. So it says, Sheira Ksusva Inasa, La Yigra. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. So the Gemara, Shleva Shas Inasa. He raves a Kaim as Oina. His Oina is, Rashi says, what he is, a Gamar, depends what his job is, a Talmud, it's once a week, twice a week, three times a week, whatever the mitzvah is, he already was a kind of mitzvah. Great thing, but still a mitzvah, Morava, Chayiv Odom Sameach Ishtoi B'Dvar Mitzvah. There's a Chayiv Sameach as Ishtoi, Rashi says, even Shoy B'Shas Einosa, Im Royo Shimesa Eves Loi, if she wants him, then there's a mitzvah, so it is a mitzvah. And for the Gemara, samach levesto. We're talking about that it was samach to her vest. Halach is that samach levest, you have to be parish. It was Zaratim Esmer Yisrael, which samach levest means what we call the Yom HaVest. So then the halach is, they're osur at that day. So if they're osur that day, it can't be a mitzvah. It's samach levesto. So if that's the case, break the Gemara, yach, I feel yivim tenami. Even by yivam also, you should be chayiv, because it wasn't a mitzvah anymore. It's not a mitzvah, it's shas vesta. So the Gemara, yivim te buzzes minei. He's embarrassed to ask where she's holding, if it's samach levesta or not. Ishtar la buzz minei. His wife is not embarrassed, and therefore, he should have asked his wife. And that's the taina. So bottom line is, the reason why he's not tired of a mitzvah Isha, even though it could be it's a mitzvah, is because it was samach levesta. He should have asked her. Mashenki yivama, his buzzes, therefore, there's no taina they should have asked. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan says over here that he had called tayyid va mitzvah, even it's not zmanay bahal. He's saying yivimta yishtoy is a shayla. You might say chayiv there, but yivimta is part of why? Because oisik da mitzvah. I mean, no adam bahal over here. So who is he hold like? Rabbi Yechanan came out. Ilemik Rabbi Yosi. Is he going like the Tana Rabbi Yosi? The Tana Rabbi Yosi Eimer. Yom tov harishon shel chag shchalis b'shabbos. The first day of Sukkot landed on Shabbos. V'shachach v'hoitzi es alulav shirabim, and he went out. And he carried the lulav in Rosh Hashanah. The loch is potter. The loch is a potter. Pesha hoitzi b'reshus. The ma'aseh was mutter. It was a mitzvah today. This is going before Chazal. It's not clear if it's going before Chazal made the gzeirah not to do the lulav on the first day. But in any case, it's talking about when it was a mitzvah to bring. We're talking about in the Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim when there's a chiyuv to bring the lulav on the first day of Yom Tov, and he went and took it out, because he was trying to do a mitzvah. So you see, Tayyid mitzvah is potter. So maybe Rabbi Yechaz is going to Rabbi Yosi. So tomorrow, no, Dilma Shani Hasam, does Mani Baal. There is his Baal. He has to bring his. Today is the day. If he doesn't bring it today, he doesn't shake the lulav today. Now we're carrying the mitzvah today. And he has to bring it to the Talmud Chacham to learn how to shake it. And therefore, he's on the Baal. So it's not a riot to the case of Rabbi Yechaz here. We're not Baal. So Ella, maybe it's a different Tana. Velik Rav Yeshua, the Tinoikas. Maybe it's going with the Rav Yeshua of Tinoikas. What? Rav Yeshua of Zvachim. Maybe it's going with the Rav Yeshua of our Mishnah, the Zvachim. Our Mishnah of Zvachim is that it says in our Mishnah that Tayyib Va Mitzvah, a carbon is potter. Then we know, the Hosn Nami is Mani Baal. There also is Mani Baal. He has to bring a carbon Pesach. Velik Rav Yeshua, the Tinoikas. Maybe it's Rav Yeshua by the Mila. So the Hosn Nami is Mani Baal. There also, it's time sensitive. All these things are time sensitive. Lulav, the Kabanis, Mila, all time sensitive. Maybe it's going to Rav Yeshua of Chuma. The Tana, I went to the Mishnah. Someone's eating Chuma. I want to show you a case where someone's eating Chuma, but by Chuma, it's not time sensitive. There's no nicer on Chuma. The Tana, someone's eating Chuma. Ben Grusha ben Chalutza. He found out that he's a Ben Grusha ben Chalutza, which means he's a Chalal. A Chalal, the halach is, a Chalal is not like a Chuma. Someone who comes from an illicit marriage, a marriage that's not allowed for Kahanim, he's a Chalal. So here, if you're a chal, you're not like a chuma. The loch is Rabbi Eliezer and Chayiv Kerem Mechaymish. Those holds, he's like a czar, he's Chayiv Kerem Mechaymish. Rabbi Yeshua, Peter, Yeshua holds, you are potter because of Toyev Dvar Mitzvah. So what do you see? You see from here that you're Toyev Dvar Mitzvah, even though I'm not a Baal, that's Kar Rabbi Yechanan. Again, Rabbi Yechanan says, Yevimtoi, Baal, Yevimtoi, when she's an Ida, you're potter. Why? Toyev Dvar Mitzvah. I'm not Baal. So here you see a Tana also, eat the Truma, even though it's not Zmanei Baal, which means it's not time sensitive, still you're potter. So everyone wants to know, the reason why you're potter by Truma is a different reason. Either it's me Baal, the Dilma Kerav Bibi Barabai, don't have Bibi Barabai, but Truma by Erev Pesach Zmanei Baal. Talking about eating Truma Erev Pesach, which was Chometz, you want to get rid of it before Zman, the Achilas Chometz, so there's Zmanei Baal. Inami, a different Pesach is like this. Shani Truma Dikri Avayda. Maybe Truma is a whole different reason. Because there it's not Aveira at all. The halach is that if someone does Avoida before he knew he was a Ben Grusha Vechalutza, the Avoida is good. It's not no problem. Shayin Chumah Dikra, and Chumah is called Avoida, Dikra Avoida. Va'avoida Rachmana Achsher. And Avoida, the Torah said it's kosher. The Tanaim went to the Mishnah. Hoyo'imed the Makr. Someone who is standing on the Mizbeach, and he's Makr of a carbon. V'noida, he finds out, he gets a telegram, Shu Ben Grusha Vechalutza. He finds it's Ben Grusha Vechalutza. Call hakabonos kulam shehikul gam isbech. Anything that till now is psulim is possible, but Rav Yeshua holds machsher. It's kosher. I mean, in my time, Rav Yeshua, what's pshat in Rav Yeshua? Dichsiv Baruch Hashem chelo yufoyal yodov tirza. So it says, Chela Loshon Chalala. It says, the final Yad of Tirza, his handiwork is good. It will work. It will be a Ratzon to Hashem. So here, Rabbi Yeshua in this Mishnah of Truma, it's a Shitasa. Yolzi Pot, you know why? Because if a Chalala does Avaida, it's kosher. Same thing, if he eats Truma, it was Mutter. Now, how do you know Truma has any Shaykh to Avaida? But Truma, Hecha Ikri Avaida. The Tayyant and Abraisa. Maisa Rab Tarfin, who was a Kayin, Shleiba Emesh Lebez Medish. He didn't come at night, didn't come up the night, say that the Rebez Medish. The Shachers, Motu Rabbi Gamil. In the morning, Rabbi Gamil found him. Omele, pay my boss, Emesh Lebez Medish. Why didn't you come last night, the night, say that? Omele, Avoida Vati, I was doing Avoida. Omele, you called the Varecha and Omdibri Tema. You sound like, what are you talking about? There's no Avoida, it's after the Rebez Medish Chor already. Chi Avoida was Vanazah, Menayan. We have Avoida these days. It's no Rebez Medish anymore. Amaloi, Harei Oimer, it says in the Pasuk, when you get the matanos of the Kahanim, it says, Va'ato, V'necha itchot eshruos kunaschem, L'chol dvar mezbeach, U'mabes l'pareches, V'avaratem avoidas matano etenes kunaschem, V'azara karav yumois. That's Lashon Pasuk. And the avoidas matano is going on the matnas kuna of Truma. Osu achilas Truma begvulim, K'avoid v'zem mikdash. He says, the Rav Tarfon says, it's called Avoida. This is Avoida. We have Baruch Hashem Chayil Avoida V'Tirtza. It's Mutter. It's what he ate is kosher. It's not like a Zohar. It's like Kayin ate it. Therefore, it's not a Raya. So we still don't have a Mekar exactly for the Shita of Rab Yechanan that someone holds that Toyev Mitzvah, but Eretz Vani Baal is called Toyev Mitzvah. Because everything we slogged up, the case of Lulav, the case of Kabbanah, the case of Mila, all those are the Baal, even Chumamai Adam Baal, or the Vartis is kosher, and therefore we don't have a Mekar for Rab Yechanan.